On May 22, 2009, Tennessee became one of the 33 states out of our 50 states to legalize the selling of raw milk. Governor Phil Bredesen signed the Tennessee Cow Share Bill into law, recognizing contract law and private property rights as outlined in our Constitution. The law declares that it is perfectly legal for an owner or a partial owner to drink their own cow's milk. When I was a young girl, my grandparents owned a dairy farm, so I learned to love raw milk. And when our boys were born, Jack and I were milking our own cow and making butter and buttermilk. Our boys loved the creamy milk, and I loved the health benefits that went with the good taste. Few people are aware that raw milk obtained from grass-fed cows is a totally complete and balanced food that, if needed, you could live on exclusively. Indeed, published accounts exist of people who have done just that. The cow is also self-sustaining, as she can live on grass and still supply you with milk and a calf every year. The cow is truly an amazing animal, and the milk she provides will benefit your health in numerous ways. Let's take a look at just a few of the health benefits obtained from raw milk from a grass-fed cow. Raw cow's milk has all 20 of the standard amino acids. Raw milk contains lactoferrin, which is an iron-building protein for improved absorption of iron and also anti-cancer properties. It contains CLA, or conjugated linoleic acid, an unpolysaturated omega-6 fatty acid, which has many health benefits, such as raising the metabolic rate, strengthening the immune system, lowering food allergy reaction, and it's also a cancer-fighting agent, among other things. Raw milk contains vitamins and minerals, including calcium, which has many benefits in itself, including the reduction of cancer, lowering the risk of osteoporosis, higher bone mineral density, strong teeth, and lowered risk of kidney stones. Raw milk has more than 60 fully intact and functional enzymes, and it contains beneficial bacteria. Why would you want to drink raw milk instead of milk that has been pasteurized? Pasteurization is the process of heating milk to kill pathogens, but most people don't know that the process also kills beneficial bacteria. It also destroys part of the vitamin C and other natural vitamins and food enzymes, and it encourages the growth of harmful bacteria. Pasteurizing milk makes most of the calcium in raw milk insoluble so that the body cannot absorb it. It destroys 20% of the iodine, and it causes constipation. There is some evidence that lactose intolerance, as well as conditions like asthma, diabetes, allergies, arthritis, and heart disease, are reduced or eliminated through drinking raw milk. Industrial dairies mix growth hormones and antibiotics into animals' feeds to make animals gain weight more rapidly and to control disease related to overcrowding and unnatural conditions. The rise of antibiotic-resistant bacteria is a major health concern because infections from antibiotic-resistant bacteria are becoming increasingly more difficult and expensive to treat. Whatever a cow eats will show up in the milk, so whatever the cow is eating, you are drinking. I can remember when my grandmother would get upset because one of her dairy cows would get into a patch of wild onions. The milk would have to be poured out because it tasted like onions. When you drink milk from industrial dairy farms, you are drinking everything that is being added to the feed or the milk before it is bottled. If you're interested in providing raw cow's milk for your children and for your family, then you contact us here at Ritter Farms and we'll tell you how you can participate in the Tennessee Cow Share Program and have raw milk for your family. Our number is 865-767-2575. And always remember, healthy eating starts at the local farm.